Good. Today's daf is daf Lamed Hey, and it's been that kind of day in Israel yesterday. Backwards though, and we were in the middle. We were in the middle of a fascinating sugya. The question was, if you recall, whether there is a halacha that you can be koveya lemaaser even before ri'at pnei habayit. So normally, if something would be set aside for Shabbat, even though it hasn't been brought into the home, we had a case where kids had set aside some figs in order to eat. Once it's kavua for Shabbat, it can no longer be eaten without taking off maaser, despite the fact that it was not ro'eh p'nei habayit. So the Gemara yesterday asked, what would be the din with Shabbat on something that was not nigmara melachto? We had, after all, a case of chatzer, where normally chatzer would be koveya, but where you bring in something that is incomplete, it's no nigmara melachto, the chatzer is not koveya. So is Shabbat like a chatzer, would not be koveya on something that was unfinished, such as a muktzeh? Or is Shabbat even more powerful than a chatzer, and it would be koveya for ma'asrot, even more than a chatzer would, even on something which is Loaning Ramalacht, even a mukt. Reb Nachman yesterday said that Shabbat is kova, and Reb Nachman, for some reason, did not bring a raya from our Mishnah, but Marzutra, his son, pointed out that actually his father's position can be seen from our Mishnah, because why else does the Mishnah say that you can stand in the mukta, but only during Shemitah, and say that I'm going to be eating from here on Shabbat tomorrow? What would be wrong on any year? Why does it have to be Dafka Shemitah? After all, a muktzeh is lo nigmara melachto, so you should be allowed to eat from it, even without the problem of Trumat HaMaaser. So therefore, comes along now the Mishnah to tell me Dafka Shviit, because if it wouldn't be Shviit, it would be too bad, because you were already... this was something that Shabbat was koveya, even though at the time that you said it, it was a loaning Ramalakta. So you see clearly like Reb Nachman. The Gemara said yesterday, that's not a good proof. Why is it not a good proof? Because over here, perhaps the reason that Reb Eliezer says that it would be a Dafka and Shemitah is because He set it aside, and he said, look, this is what I'm going to eat. Maybe it's not a function of Shabbat. But it was just because it's Shabbat, who's to say that if it wasn't his Seuda, who's to say that it would be Koveya, even in a Dover, Shalonim Ramalacht? That's what we said yesterday. Ask the Gemara today, on Daf Lamed Hei. Vahalom Motaro Chozer. The Gemara has a problem with the way you want to say that the reason that it's considered to be, according to Reb Eliezer, a absolute chiyuv to take off maaser, despite the fact that it was lo nigmar melachto, has nothing to do with Shabbat. It has to do with the fact that you said, this is my meal. And in so doing, that's the equivalent of gemar melacha. The problem is that we know that Reb Eliezer's shita is that even if you take aside things physically, and you say, okay, this is my meal on something that was not nigmar melachto, as long as those things can be put back into the pyre where they originally came from, then they're not considered to be kavua just because you said it. Kol shekein over here, where you didn't do any act at all. All you said was, I'm going from here. But you didn't say, you said anything, you didn't pick up anything and take it out. So how can you possibly say that the reason, according to Reb Eliezer, is kavua lemaaser is because of the statement? V'alo motaro chozer, is it not true that the leftovers here that he ends up not eating, what do you think he's going to do with it? Throw it in the garbage pile? He's going to put it right back up into the muktzeh, correct? V'shamina leil Rabbi Eliezer. We have already heard a psak halacha from Reb Eliezer d'amar, kol heicha de motaro chozer lo kava. That wherever you're going to put back, if you have leftovers, back at the original pile, what it is that you claimed you were going to eat, is not considered to be kavu'a l'maaser. D'tnan hanotel zeitim min ha'ma'aten. tovel achat achat b'melach v'ochel. The din is, the norm was that you would take, if you're going to make olive oil, you would take the olives, you would let them sit for a while in a basket-like container, it was solid, so that the slow combustion of the olives and the little bit of oil that was on top would heat it, and from the heat, they would gradually break down. That way it was easier when you put it into the press, they would immediately let go of the oil. Now that clearly is not nigmar malachto. They're in a middle stage. We're working on the olives. But this guy, is hungry. So he takes out an olive. Very good. You can eat those olives because it's considered to be just a spontaneous achilat arai. You dip them one by one into salt, which was the way in which one normally ate olives. Some say there's a chiddush that even though you put them in melach and you think maybe that shows that you want it, that even that is not koveya. But the Miri says, look, it's just the way that we say eating vegetables, we say tovel. Tovel olives have been melach, it was the norm. But whatever the case is, and you'd be allowed to eat it. V'im taval v'natan l'fanav asara. Now look, if you take a pile of olives and you put them in your salt and you put them in front of you, now you got a meal. So then you would be chayiv, because that's already koveya, since in your mind, it's now a sudat keva. It's no longer achilat arai. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer Omer, a curious thing. He says, actually, it depends on the tumah status of the ma'atein, which is wild. What in the world would it have to do with tumah and tyra? So he says, min ha-ma'atein tohor chayav. So if the holding container was tohor, then you're right. I agree with you. You'd have to take off trumot to ma'asrot. But mina ma'atein tamei patur. If, however, the ma'atein was tamei, then there would be no need to take off trumot ma'asrot. Mipneishu mahazirat hamutar. Because you're going to be putting back what you left over. Yes, sir?
Why isn't the food tamei?
Why should the food be tamei?
Why isn't it tamei?
It is. If the ma'atein is tamei?
To eat the tamei food?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with eating tamei food. You do it all the time. So do I. So we asked, Maishna Resho, Maishna Sefa, could you explain to me what the heck is the difference between a Ma'atein Tahor and a Ma'atein Tamei? The Amar Rabbi Avu, look, because, don't you understand, what we're trying to do over here, in any case, we try to change as few of the variables as possible, obviously, because if you're going to change all the variables, you don't have comparable cases. Okay. So let's say we have now a given that we're talking about a guy who's tamei, okay? In both cases, we don't change that variable. We'll change the variable of the ma'atein. Okay, so if the ma'atein is tamei, so then the guy who's tamei will put back the fruit that's tamei, back into ma'atein, because what the heck? It's tamei anyway, as Abba just pointed out. But if the guy is tahor, then if the ma'atein, is tahor, then the guy who's tamei is not going to put tamei fruits after he's touched them back into the ma'atein, and therefore they're not good. Therefore, Rabbi Leah says, there I agree with you, that you have to take off troops of maestros, because having removed these fruits, you're not going to put them back. So now, indeed, it's kavua. So, therefore, says Rabbi Avu, the Reish is talking about where the ma'atein is tahor, but the gabra is tamei. He can't put it back into the container. Safe of the ma'atan tamei, and of course the man remains tamei. And over there, matzi mahadarbe. So, in the case in our Mishnah, you came up with this wild idea that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the reason that he's saying that it has to be shvius has nothing to do with the issue of Shabbat being koveya. It's because your dibur was koveya. But for heaven's sakes, your dibur, how could your dibur be more koveya than even the act of removal where you could put it back in? And over here, certainly, you never took it out. You certainly put it back in. Right? You just showed where it's going to be. Therefore, how could you say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's the pshat? In fact, it would appear that Marzutra was right and that his father could have brought a raya from the Mishnah. Because you don't have this alternative in Rebbe Eliezer. Ella, Amar, says the Gemara. Where am I up to? Matnitinami b'muktza tahor v'gavra tamid. D'lo matzim ha'adarle. Well, why can't we say our Mishnah is also talking about where the guy is tamei and the muktza is tahor? So, I mean, why is that a proof? Couldn't the Mishnah be talking about a case where you can't put it back in and therefore it has to mention shvius and because his dibor was koveya in this case because he can't put it back in? What are you talking about? Put it back in. He never took him out. We're talking about a case where a guy's standing there pointing and he's saying, from somewhere here I'm going to eat tomorrow. What do you mean put him back in? And you're claiming that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is sufficient to be mechayev you in Trumas HaMaisos. How? You don't have a better case of putting something back in than when it was never taken out, now do you? So that's ridiculous. There's no possible way of saying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason that our Mishnah is mechayev you is only because you said so. Even if you did so, the Mishnah wouldn't have been mechayev you. Elamer Rupshimi Barashi. Okay. You're right. Marzutra is absolutely correct in saying that the Mishnah is a raya to his father. But, I mean, you're wondering, so why didn't Reb Nachman say from the Mishnah? Because why should he bring a raya from the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer? Can't understand. You're trying to bring a raya from the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah? Of course, that's Rabbi Eliezer l'shitato, which nobody agrees with, because Rabbi Eliezer's shita is, Rabbi Eliezer l'tameh d'yamar truma kava'a, that even if you have something that was lo nigmra melachto, and you went ahead and you took off truma gedola, at that point you cannot eat it even a raya without taking off maser. The moment that you said, well, I'm taking off truma, at that point it's the equivalent of nigmar malachto to you. There's no more achila, even arai. Well, I mean, that's a wild shita. So if you hold that shita, fine. So then I understand the same way that you hold that truma is kava, even in davar shelo nigmar malachto, so koshken Shabbat is kovea. We know that Shabbat would be for sure koveya, more than just truma. I mean, Shabbat is for sure, turns it into a real su'uda. Titnan, peirochet tarman min at shalodnik bar melachtan. If you went ahead and you took off truma before gemar melacha, Rabbi Eliezer osir lechomi emarai, Rabbi Eliezer says, even though they were lodnik bar melachtan, you can no longer eat from them. V'chachamim matirin. So what do you want? Reb Nachman to bring a raya? So let's say, Marzutra, let's say your father would have brought a raya from the Mishnah. Everybody would have come around and said to him, what are you, crazy? What are you bringing us a raya from the Mishnah? The reason that the Mishnah is saying that Shabbat would be kovat even in a dover shalom nigmra malachta, and therefore it has to be talking about a case of Shemitah, where there was no problem of Trumah to Maasrot, is because it's going on Libet Rebbe Eliezer. It's Rebbe Eliezer Shita here who says, Omer ala muktzav, Omer mikan on the okel, correct? But Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that it's awfully easy to be kovei, even a davar shelo nigmar malachta, even taking off truma gedola will do that. So for sure Shabbat will do that. That's why I didn't bring a raya for the mission, not because your logic is wrong, your logic is fine. But what do you bring me a raya from Rebbe Eliezer for? So therefore, it's Rebbe Eliezer v'chachomim matirin. Says the Gemara, yeah, that's all very nice, but look at the end of the Mishnah. Toshma mi'seifa v'chachomim omrim ad shiyirshom yomar mikan v'ad kan. Okay, what are you telling me? The Mishnah is only going alibi Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachomim agree with the Mishnah in every detail except one minor issue that has nothing to do with Shumas or Maisras. The minor issue was the way Rashi was learning. The question of Brera, right? You have to say precisely what you're going to eat. Okay, that big deal. That's a small side point. But in terms of the thing that I'm talking about the question of why it had to say it was during Shemitah. Now, the Rabbanan or Meida that it's talking about Dafka during Shemitah, right? The only thing they're arguing about is whether you have to say precisely what you're going to eat, or it's enough to say from here I'm going to eat. But in essence, they've agreed to all of the other implications and assumptions of the Mishnah, right? Well, that means that basically you've got exactly the same raya from the Rabbanan that you had from Rebbe Eliezer. Why does it say Shemitah? Aha! It says Shemitah Because, after all, it's Shabbat. And since you set it aside for eating on Shabbat, therefore, you're not going to be allowed to eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisis. There you go. So it's a Raya, even I'll leave it to the Rabbanan. So what are you giving me that it's dafka like Rebbe Eliezer, man? So you see, I'll bring you exactly the same argument I brought you yesterday. Why does it say Shvius? Because if it would be Bishash Neshavua, where Bnei Yisrael, you know, where there is a Chiyav of Trumat Umasrot, Asurim, there would have been Asur. Why? Because Shabbat is Kovat, despite the fact that it's a Muktzeh and Lo Nigmar Malachtam. There you go. So my time, Alav Mishum to Shabbat Kavah. Says the Gemara, the same answer that we said yesterday in Rebbe Eliezer. Lo. Shani hatam kivin diyamra mikan vat kanani yochel lamachar. Kavale. It's different over here. Over here, maybe the reason it's nothing to do with Shabbat. Maybe it has to do with the fact that the guy said, I am going to make this my su'uda, and that itself is kovei, and it's no longer looked at as a spontaneous kind of thing, which is therefore allowed to be eaten if it's a lo nigmar malacha. And again, the Gemara says exactly what it said yesterday. If that would be the case, why specify specifically Shabbat? Afila b'chol nami, you could have taught us this limud at any time. Just tell me a Mishnah in Masechet Maasrot. Well, I mean, after all, this is not an issue for Masechet Beitzah and Masechet Shabbat. I mean, you want to tell us the part about the Muktzeh Koveh? Stick that together with the story before about the birds. When the person comes to the Dovkat and he says, I'm going to eat this bird and this bird, and the same issue. So over here you have exactly that. This belongs with the birds and the rest of it about Shvius and everything. That belongs in Masechet Maasrot. We're over there. If you want me to know a halacha that just saying I'm going to eat this is enough to be mechayev, say so. So I don't understand how you could say that over here it's mentioning Shvius for some other reason. No, what do you mean? Hakamashmalan. The reason we put it together over here is because of the way the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says lechatchila. A person should be eimed ala mukta. But of course, only during Shvius, because you couldn't do this any other time. Because what good would it do you? You can't eat the perot anyway if you didn't take off Trumas and Maaseres, right? So what do you mean you're going to eat from here tomorrow? Therefore, it has to be during Shvius. If you were trying to tell me that not taking off Trumot and Maaserot means that these perot remain mukta b'makbas isur, because you can't take off Trumot and Maaserot on Shabbat, and therefore Tevel is mukta makbas isur. So even if some no goodness comes along and Be'isr takes off Trumas and Maisers, which is Chal, it's not going to help you because there were already Muktzeh from before. But if that's what you want to tell me, then you should have said that if you stand on your Muktzeh, Erev Shabbat, and it's Shvius, and you do this, Hareze Min HaMuchan, from which I would have understood, but if you don't have these Tna'im, A, that you said, I'm going to eat from there, and B, that it's Shemitah, so that there's no problem of Muktzeh because of the Tevel, then it's Eino Min HaMuchan. But if you phrase the Mishnah as being, giving me an Eitzah, L'chatchila, what should you do during Shemitah? This is what you should do. But don't do it during the year. Okay, don't do it during the year, rely on some no good. But if I did do it, it would be okay. Why? Wouldn't it be Muktzeh Machaz Yisur? You see from here, that's something which min rabbanan only, I wasn't able to be metaken. But if somebody would do it, it would be metukan, because min yoraisa, it's perfectly okay to take off Trumas and Maaseres on Shabbos Yontif. So if not for the means that there's no problem with muktzeh. It's only muktzeh as long as I can't use it. The moment somebody takes it off, I can't use it. So now it becomes okay. That's the chiddush. So when you tell me, split the mishnah into two parts, put one of them with the birds and the rest of it in Maaseres, I never know this. You tell me I don't need to know this. Very important to know. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol nehi bidvaro. Harkamash min tevel muchan etzel Shabbat. Shim avar v'tikno mitukan. Therefore, we have no raya aliba the rabbana. According to Rebbe Eliezer, yes, you're right, we have a raya, but it wouldn't do Reb Nachman much good to bring that raya, because of Rebbe Eliezer's special shita, that even truma is kova'at when you have something which was lo nigmar malakta. Okay, so we're left with a raya from our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbat is kovat afilo b'dover shelo nigmara melachtan. And from the Rabbanan, we have no raya. We can't prove it from the Mishnah. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman said, look, you can't prove it, but it's a limud aruch b'yadi. I'm telling you that that's the halacha, that Shabbat kovat, bein b'davar shenigmara melachtan, bein b'davar shelo nigmara melachtan. And so we're left with the subject. The problem is that we, in all of this analysis, have created a big issue for ourselves, because now we're going to realize that we're stuck with a contradiction in Reb Eliezer. You're now claiming that according to Reb Eliezer, we actually do have a raya from the Mishnah, that Shabbat is kovat, even in a dover, shalot nimra melachtan, correct? So now I dare you to explain the following for Aminu. How are you going to explain the Mishnah in Trumot? Haya ochel be'eshkol. A guy is walking along and calmly eating from a cluster of grapes, which is not considered to be nigmar malachtan, because after all, I mean, the grapes need to be picked off and put into a press and so on. That's the normal usage. Okay, but so he's eating spontaneously, right? And what does he do? He walks into a chatzar from a gina, where he picked the grapes, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I'm in the chatzar, now I'm not allowed to eat, because it's in the chatzar. It was like it was right up in the abayit. No problem, says Reb Eliezer. Yigmar, finish eating, gesunter heit. Why? Because it's lo nigmar malachtan. So a chatzar is not kovean, a dover shelo nigmar malachtan. We saw this yesterday. Rabbi Yoshua, that's not a problem so far. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, lo yigmar, la, no. He can't finish eating. Here's the problem. The guy is calmly walking along, eating his grapes, and all of a sudden looks up, and it's dark, and it was Friday, and now it's Shabbos. So now he's got food on Shabbos. The Shabbos is going to be Koveya. Woohoo. So what's the din? I mean, Belel Shabbat. Uh-oh, says Rebbe Eliezer, Yigmor. What? I thought Rebbe Eliezer was the one who said that Shabbat is Kovat, afilo b'dover shelo nigmar melachtan. Now you got a contradiction? Huh? See what happens when you think too much? Should have just let it go by. We would have been in trouble.
You also can't walk our Zomo from then on.
Well, there's a big air around the city.
Who's the grapes?
So, says the Gemara, Yeshua, Merlo Yigumar. Says the Gemara, Hatam Kedektani Taima. No. You got to read that case correctly the way Rabbi Natan explained it. Rabbi Natan Omer. Look, Lokishamah Rebbe Eliezer Yigmor, Bechatzer Yigmor. When Rebbe Eliezer says you can finish it, he doesn't mean you can finish it while it's in the Chatzar. While it's in the Chatzar, Enochinami, you can't eat it. That's the Reya Pnei Abayis problem. Yotzei Chutzel Chatzar Yigmor. Okay. Because when you drag it through, and it's in him, that's not considered to be Kavua. That was the difference we spoke about yesterday, that Rashi says Hamavir. That was the problem. It's a mavir b'chatzer. And furthermore, you'll notice, as Tosis points out, that even in that case where the guy puts out the things in the chatzer, it says his kids can eat from it, not him. Since he was the one who was shoteach there in the chatzer, so he's not allowed to eat it. Okay. Anyway, but the part that's important to us is this next piece that Rabbi Nosson says. And don't misunderstand, lokisha amar yigmor, Rabbi Eliezer. He didn't mean b'Shabbat yigmor. What do you think he meant? That you could finish eating it on Shabbat? No! Even though it's lo nigmar melachtan, he meant mamtin l'motzei Shabbat v'yigmor. So you'll say, what's the difference over here? It said the tinokot, once Shabbat is koveya, this is koveya even for after Shabbat. What kind of teretz is this? It's not going to help us one whit. Says Tosis, it certainly will help us. Because over there, the point was that he was koveya it for Shabbat. Right. Over here, Shabbat just happened to fall while he was walking. He had no intention of making this issue that Shabbat. So fine, Shabbat is powerful enough to be kovad while it's Shabbat, because it is Shabbat. But if it isn't Shabbat, then it's not a Sudat Shabbat, so why would it be kovad over Shabbat? Lo nigma malachta. So now we have no problem with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, all Shabbat is kovad. Now, if it is Shabbat, Shabbat is kovad. If it's a Sudat Shabbat, Sudat Shabbat is kovad. But in this case, after Shabbat, it's neither Shabbat. Nor in this case where it accidentally became dark, wasn't his plan, nor is it as a Sudat Shabbat. So over there, Rabbi Yezer never said that something that had once been on a Shabbat would be Kavua, obviously. I mean, that's not the issue.
Is it because he was hoping to finish it before Shabbos, or had he or had he wanted to eat it on Yom Rishon and there was a Shabbos in between, it would also make it a
Shabbat? What's the difference between Shabbat and Sudat Shabbat?
It would still be okay.
It would still be okay. A Sudat Shabbat has a chashivut of Shabbat.
But I thought Shabbat is kaveh even with that.
It is, but when it isn't Shabbat, it no longer is Shabbat.
Yeah. Why does it say Shabbat and Sudat Shabbat?
Or. Not as light. But.
Obviously, if it's short Shabbat, it's Shabbat.
No, not true. You eat leftovers after Shabbat, and it's Sudat Shabbat, but it's not Shabbat. Right? Okay, so there, if it's Sudat Shabbat, it remains Hasr. If it's not Sudat Shabbat, it doesn't remain Hasr. Fine. Okay, so with Rabbi Natan, we are saved from the contradictions in Rabbi Eliezer.
Did I understand correctly? Leftovers are a problem?
No, absolutely, if they weren't Meisered.
No, but
if they were Meisered, they're a serious problem. I'll bring them to me. I'll deal with them. Like all those kind people who will relieve you of your shaitlach because they're Avodah Zorah problems. There's gold in them darfrum people. Okay. Kiata Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan here is quoted as paskening that Echad Shabbat, whether you're talking about the question of the Kviyut of Shabbat, the Echad Truma, whether you're talking about the question of somebody who took off Truma Gedola before Nigmar Melachta, or whether you're talking about the Chatzer, or whether you're talking about a sail, those four things, which we'll see, are all matters of controversy, because all of them are Koveya, that's for sure. So that even if it was not Roe Pnei Habayit, it's going to be Chayev if one of these things happened. But if they weren't Nigmara Malachtan, then it will not be Koveya. Ein Kovin, Ela B'davash Nigmara Malachtan. Why do I mention these four things, says Rabbi Yochanan? Because they're all controversial. In other words, the first case that was mentioned by Rabbi Yochanan, why did he mention Shabbat? Because Lafuki Mina Hillel. Obviously, we could have said Lafuki Mina Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, we just proved for the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer holds Shabbat is Kovat, Afilo B'davash Shalom Nigmara Malachtan. So what do we have to now look for Hillel? Well, Tosfos explains because Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Beit Shammai, he was known, or Shamuti, they determined not to paskin like it. And therefore, it's no Chiddush. You don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me we're not going to follow Rabbi Eliezer. But you do need Rabbi Yochanan to say we're not going to follow Hillel. So, La'afukim mida Hillel, the Tanya, ha-me'amer peirot, mi-makom la-makom, liktzor, v'kidesh aleihem hayom. So somebody now who is moving the girsa in the bright is hama'avir peirot. Somebody who moves peirot from one place to another. In order now, so he now wants to complete his job of gathering up, again, the right lashon here is also, because it doesn't make sense to say you're doing it liktsor, so it would have to mean likatsot. You want to make now dried figs out of them, right? V'kidesh aleihem ayom, and so it means that they're not nigmar malachtan. And now all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos. Omri Yehuda Hillel atzmo osir. It's only Hillel of everybody that we paskin like. The only one that held that there's a problem of Shabbat and a lod nigmar malachtan was Hillel. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan to say, but don't worry about Hillel. That's not the halacha. It's true that Shabbat is Kovat, even though it wasn't Raya Pnei Abayit. But it is not Kovat in a Dover Shalom Nigmar Malachta. Chatzer, why did Rabbi Yochanan mention the second case that would be Koveya only in a Dover Shalom Nigmar Malachta? That's Lafukim and Rabbi Yaakov. We already saw the Shita. But Rabbi Yaakov says, it's not, HaMa'avir Tenim B'Chatzero LeKatzot, somebody who moves Tainim through his chatzah, we spoke about earlier, in order to make now dried figs out of them. Banav ubnei beito ochlim me'amarai. His family can eat from them spontaneously. And they're potter min ha'maaser. Why? Because they're not finished. See, even though they were in a chatzer, doesn't matter because it's not koveya in a davar shelo nigmar malachto. But, Tani Alon the Brita, on that Mishnah, it says, v'Rebbe Yaakov mechayev, that it's not, it shouldn't take it for granted it's potter. Rebbe Yaakov, it's chayev. It's Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, who is potter. Kavzog, Rebbe Yochanan, it say, don't worry about the sheet of Rebbe Yaakov. You don't have to take off trumas and maisers if it was in the chatzer before it was nigmar malachta. Why did he mention the case of Truma being Koveya? We know why. La Fuke min Rebbe Eliezer. You'll say, wait, I thought Rebbe Eliezer it's no Chiddush because he's a Shamuti. Okay, but he's the only one in this case. I mean, we've got Hillel fine. I mean, we've got Rebbe Eliezer, then it's making it good. It's putting together all the cases you don't have to worry about. So La Fuke min Rebbe Eliezer, Ditznan Perochet Armanat Shalonik Maram Lachtanis, we just saw a moment ago, Rebbe Eliezer Oselech Omi Amarai. Rebbe Eliezer says, once you take off Trumas, even though it wasn't yet Nigma Malachta, you can no longer eat it until you take off the Maisers. V'chachamim matiri. Mekach, and the fourth case that Rabbi Yochanan said, was going to be Koveya only where it was Nigma Malachta. That is a reference, Kidatanya, that's the, a reference to the case of Okeach Teini Me'ama Aretz. Mi b'makom sherov b'nei adam dorsin. If you buy Teinim from someone who's an Amoritz, so normally you'd be mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maisers, right? In this area, everybody who grows Teinim, or almost everyone who grows Teinim, uses them to make the dried fig cake.
Okay.
That's the common usage of Teinim. So the halach over there is, Ochel mehem arai, you can eat them, as long as you don't eat them bikviyut, because it was lo nigmar malachtan, and then when it comes time that you have to take off maaser after they're finished, you don't take off maaser vadai with the thought that, well, if it was not nigmar malachtan, and besides the guys in Am Haaretz, I mean, he certainly didn't take off trumas and maasers for me, did he? Before it was even chayev, because it wasn't yet pressed. No, not true. You don't make such a cheshbon. Basically, you can rely on the fact that Rov Ami Haaretz Maasrin, and even though it wasn't yet chayev, since they were selling it, they're good guys, and so on, it's a minority of people that are bums. But most people are good people, and you don't have to worry about it. The Chachomim said, be machmir. So I'll be machmir, but only with the chiyuvim of the mind, not with the chiyuvim of vadai. So shma min atzlat, from there we see three things. First of all, shma min amekach ena kovat, elevadova shenigmar malachto. As Rabbi Yochanan said, a mekach only counts if it was nigmar malachto. If there was a mekach, I bought it. And nonetheless, it says I can continue to eat from it spontaneously. All right. Right? So you see the fact that I bought it, since it was lo nigmar malachto, means I could still continue to eat it outright. Mar she'en kein, if it had been nigmar malachto, even though it was not roeh p'nei abayit, the very fact that I bought it means that it's chayav. V'shma amina. Furthermore, you see rov amei haaretz maasrin. You see from here that we rely on the fact that even though I know nothing about the guy, we can assume he's a good guy. And that we rely on as being a good guy, even though it wasn't really even chayev in Trubas and Maestras, and it wasn't nigmar malachta. Fine. Getting back now to Rabbi Yochanan. So why did Rabbi Yochanan find it necessary to teach me a din, which it says here, b'feirush in the braita? It's not. Because he wanted to make it very clear not to be worried about the shittot in the following Mishnah. It says of there, a machalif perotim chavero, a guy now who is bartering his perot for the other guy's perot. Okay, that's buying and selling, bartering. Right? That's called mekach. Correct? Now, if zelecho v'zelecho, or zeliktzot v'zeliktzot, or zelecho v'zeliktzot chayav. So, whatever the case is, mekach is koveya, even though the guy is buying it in order to make now fig cakes out of it, and it's not dry yet, and therefore it's not yet nigmar malachto. Nonetheless, it says chayav. Even though it's lo nigmar malachto. Oh, says Rabbi Yochanan, don't pay any attention to that shita. We don't paskin like that, because mekach will only be koveya If it was lo nigmar malachta, as Rabbi Yehuda omer, le'echol chayav, but le'katzot patur, if the purpose of the buying here, the bartering, was in order to eat it, so then in Achinami it would be koveya because it was nigmar malachta. The sale itself is koveya even though it wasn't right there by it. But if it was le'katzot and you're using it only for the purpose of drying it out and turning it into a cake, as our president has seen in Turkey, so therefore you would be potter because you cannot be koveya something which was lo nigmar malachta. And that is what Rabbi Yochanan wanted you to know. Hadron Allah HaMevi, coming around the bend here, coming around the bend. Meshilin Peirot Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov. Now we know that there are certain things which may not be melachot at all, but which we answered because of inyanim of tircha. We don't want you to go to a lot of trouble on Shabbat or on Yom Tov. But the halachot are different. On Yom Tov we're more mekel than we are on Shabbat. So let's say a guy had things that were just being stored. He wasn't processing them on his roof that they're not edible. And he now maybe drying them, let's say, but not things that are in an intermediate state. I mean, you could be talking about grain, you know, but not things like the grapes, which are not edible in the in-between state, enters the other problem of mukzah. But he's got peiros up on his roof, and all of a sudden it looks like there's going to be a big storm. It's going to soak all of his things. So you're allowed to lower your peiros derech aruba through a skylight in your roof on Yom Tov. Aval lo b'Shabbat. On Shabbat, we don't allow you to be matriach for something which is just a question of loss of money. You can't move things on Shabbat. Umchasim peirot bekelim mipnei hadelef. V'chein, you're also allowed to take a canvas and you can cover up your things which you don't want to get wet. You'll have your chairs outside or whatever. You can cover them up because, again, you're going to lose money if they get wet. We don't consider it to be a tircha for no purpose. And you can even do that. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. You could also see to it that water doesn't get in now into your various containers. V'notnin kli tachat hadelef, and that's even on Shabbat. You've got a leak in your roof, and it's going to make your house filthy. You get to puddle all over the floor, then even on Shabbat, that's considered to be a tzorech, and in order to avoid having an uncomfortable home, you're allowed to put something there to catch the water. That's even on Shabbat, as opposed to these other hachirim, which Rashi learns are only on Yom Tov.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
Yes, Rashi learns the other hachirim, mechasim perot, mepnei hadelef, v'chein kareyan, v'chadei shemen, is Yom Tov, and it's not considered to be shalom letzorech. Okay, that's a machlokas. Itzma. There's a question over here about semantics, because you must agree that the word meshilin is a weird word. What do you mean meshilin? Moridin? What exactly does meshilin mean? So, Rav Yehuda Rav Natan had different words in the Mishnah. We're going to go through the mikorot of these words. One had the Mishnah saying meshilin, as we did, and one had the Mishnah saying mashchilin al hashchil. That already would mean to put through a hole. So the aruba on your roof is a hole. You'd be mashchil to the hole. We would use that word in modern Hebrew, mashchil. Yeah. But meshilin is sort of a weird word. Omar Mar Zutra, both words are perfectly acceptable. Man detani meshilin lo mishtabesh, or man detani mashchilin lo mishtabesh. Neither of them are making a mistake, and I will show you the roots of these words, that the both of them are perfectly acceptable for the idea of the Mishnah. Man detani meshilin lo mishtabesh, because we find in the Torah, where Chas v'Shalom in the Tochacha, zeitim yulacha b'chog v'ulecha, so you'll grow tons of zeitim, but shemen lo tasuch ki yishal zeitecha. So what does yishal mean? They'll drop them. The trees are going to drop the zeitim, and they're not going to be ever ripened. So if that's the case, meshilin means to drop. So meshilin perot derech aruba. That's pretty good. Mandatani mashchilin. is also a lashon of dropping or going low. Where do we see that? D'tnan. It says, after all, in the Mishnah, ha-shachul v'ha-kasul. We're talking about over there various mumim. So what does a shachul mean? A shachul means an animal, shenishmeta yirecho, that has now a dislocated thigh, and a kasul, and that's the word now, the shachul is the word, so it means nishmeta now, it's pulled out. So in kasul, she'echad mi'yirechotav gvah mi'chaverta, where it was, not that it was, that it was dislocated, which makes it look lower, but it actually grew different heights. Omre Nachman Yitzchak, I got news for you. There's also a lot of other language that we find in this Mishnah. Some people have meshirin perot. Some people have mashirin perot. Some people have manshirin perot. And I tell you, none of them are wrong. Manatani meshirin lo mishtabesh. Mandatani mashirin lo mishtabesh. Mandatani manshirin lo mishtabesh. Let me show you how all those words, those three words, are used in the sense of cutting down or lowering. Here, how about now meshirin? Well, mandatani meshirin lo mishtabesh tani Rabbi Yishmael omer, nazir lo yachuf rosho ba'adama. Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair, should not use Ajax in his hair. Mipnei, Shemeshir et ha-se'ar, because he now will cause that hair to fall. Okay, so that's the case. You talk about meshirin perot, same language. Cause the perot to fall to the hole. Mandatoni mashirin lo mishtabesh. Titznan, because we find a razor referred to as hashichor v'hazug shel saparim. So either the razor or the scissor of a barber, even though now they've been broken into two parts, you'll think a scissor that's in two parts is useless. Not true, because each side is sharp and can be used. And there's, therefore, to me, Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat that the razor became detached from its handle. He's, and that's the that nechleku. He says that the meaning of the shachor is that it's the small scissor that you use for cutting around the ear, small place. And the scissor, the zug, means the large scissor that he usually uses. Okay, but in any event, why do we call it a shachor? Because it causes the falling out of hairs when it's cut. So you see that the lashon of shachor is also something which falls. So you use it in our Mishnah as well. And mandatani manchirin lo mishtabesh, detnan mishen nashru kelav b'mayim. If your coat fell into a puddle, mahalech bam, you can walk with it on Shabbat. Veino chosheshi, you don't have to worry that people are going to say you must have washed your clothes on Shabbat. That's how Rashi learns, the Rambam learns. You don't have to worry that in walking you will squeeze it out and that you'll be over on libun. By the way, libun. Schita is only where it's something that it wouldn't be a problem of libun. And it's dash, it's time. Remember, we spoke about this earlier. Here it's talking about in water. Or, if you don't like that pshat, inami, I'll bring you right from the Mishnah. Mi'od etzanon, ezeo leket, what's considered to be leket, for an oni, hanosher b'shat k'tzira, grains that fell at the time that I was doing it serious. You see that nosher is a lashon of falling down. Ah, says Tosfos, something very cute. Rashi explains that when it says Mishan Nashru Kelav, it's not from the lashon of falling, it's rather from the lashon of Shoreh. To be Mishan Nashru Kelav is if your clothes got soaked, because they were Shoreh, they were soaking. That's your soaking cycle in your washing machine, it's called Shriya. So what's the proof, therefore? Rashi's going against the Gemara. Says Tosfos, no, Rashi's not going against the Gemara. Because that's why the Gemara brings the inami. If you don't like that pshat, why wouldn't I like that pshat? All the other pshatim were okay. Aha! Because there's the alternative explanation, which is Rashi pshat, that Misha Nashru Kelav means soaked. Therefore, I'll bring you another raya. I would have liked to bring it from there, but okay, I could bring it from the Mishnah of the case of Ezeu Leket. It's very cute that over here we needed two rayas because of the other possibility. Tonight.
Are all these words, where they all come from?
No, different people had different lashonas in this Mishnah.
One word.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, every word counts. Tani, mishilin perot derech arubot b'yom tov. Now it says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to be meshil perot. But like, what does that mean? I mean, how about if you have a warehouse, you know, and you've got basically enough work there for six men working all day? I mean, is that it's also okay because I have some moment on yom tov to do something that's fully work? I mean, how much tirchas mutter? Ad kama? Omer Bizer, Omer Rabasi, or some say, Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Well, I mean, probably the model for this kind of thing is where we find by Shabbat, Kota Shaninu, Mifanim Arba V'Chamesh Kupot, Shal Tevin V'Shal Tevoa Mipnei Orchim, U'Mipnei Bitu Beit HaMidrash, that if you've got in a room these large containers of straw or of grain, and the large containers, three saw, that's the norm now, as we saw earlier, kupa. And you can move four or five of these out of the way if you've got guests, you gotta move it, or, you know, there's too many guys showed up for the shear, so you need some extra room on those rare occasions. And probably means the same thing over here. Says, what do you mean probably it means the same thing over here? Probably it doesn't mean the same thing over here. Dilma shiny atam dika bitu beta midrash. Maybe over there you can only move that much because what are you supposed to do? Leave guys outside of the beta midrash. Or dilma shiny atam, it could be over there for the orchim. Or maybe like a beta bitu beta midrash lo, or maybe over there in Amiatam Ainatama Arba Vakamesh Kupot Shori, maybe only four or five are mutter. That's because the Shabbos is talking about over there. Shabbos is more chamor. Veloati lazil zulipe. So because of that, people, as we saw at the beginning of the sechta, Shabbat, they're not going to be mezalzelin. But Yontev, we said we need to be more machmer on Yontev. Why? Because it's more kal. So Yontif people have a tendency, well, you give them a finger, they take a hand. So Yontif dekiel v'atila zozulebe, maybe a Yontif klal klalo, maybe you can't move anything. What do you mean, maybe you can't move anything? The Mishnah said you can move something. Some do not have that girsa klal klalo, because it's crazy. But others explain, no, it's perfectly, in other words, if you would be trying to bring a raya about whether you're allowed to move at all, could you? No. So you certainly can't bring a raya for the shear. That's the point. Given this Mishnah, I wouldn't know anything about Yontif. So in our Mishnah where it says you can move, how can you use this Mishnah to tell me how much to move if I wouldn't have known any of the din of Yontif from it anyway? That's the meaning of klal klal lo. But there are gears so to take out those words klal klal lo. Just lo. Maybe not that much. Inami lirachki, so I could do it the other way. I could say, maybe the reason that over there you're limited to only four or five kupot is because it's not raining. It's not ruining your food. It's not ruining your chairs. So, in order to allow extra room in the Beit Midrash, look, you know, they'll have to stand. I mean, what can you do? We can't allow you to just move around things on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But where you have Hefsed Mamon, maybe we'll give you more. Maybe you can move the whole warehouse. So, I ain't time to like Hefsed Mamon in that case. Aval hacha the Ika Hefsed Mamon, afilu to Venani. Maybe you could move even more.
Just in time.
Just in time, but I'm not answering it anyway. Okay. Huh? Yeah, it's my Chinese ring. V'halo motaro chozer, v'shaminin ala Rebbe Eliezer, yomar kolechen motaro chozer lo kava. Tetzan, ala tozeti min ha-ma'atin. Tovel achat achat b'melach, ve'ochil. But, im tabal v'natan lefanav asara, v'mi b'chayev, v'es Rebbe Eliezer omer, it depends. Mina ma'aten tahor then chayav. Mina ma'aten tamei then patur. Why? Mipnei shu machzir ta mota. Ve'avinem ba. What? Ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna sefam rabbi avu. Look. Obviously, the variable over here is the ma'aten. And the given is the man. So the ma'aten is tahor. The gavra is tamei. In both cases, gavra tamei. The lo matzi ma'aten lay in the reisha. In the sefer, the ma'aten is tamei. So the gavra is tamei. Is matzi ma'aten lay. And that explains it. You can say the same thing about a Mishnah. In Mishnah also was Muktzator. We're talking about a Muktzator of a Gavatameh. And therefore, lo matzi ma'adalei. What ma'adalei? Muzar and Lom Dimei. You never took him. Elon Rav Shimon Bar Ash, Rebbe Eliezer, comrade. We could have brought a riot from Rebbe Eliezer. What good would that have done him? Rebbe Eliezer, the time, the Yom HaTrumah Kava, So kosher can Shabbat. So how's Reb Nachman going to bring a raya from him? Datzan peirot tarman ad shalom nigmarah melachtan. Reb Eliezer oser lechol mi amaray v'chachamim matirin. Tashma miseifa. V'chachamim omrim ad sheyirshom v'yomar mikan v'yadkan. It's a timer. And that's the only thing that they argue about. It's a timer. The Erev Shabbos, that is b'shvi, the lav bar isuriyu. But if it would be b'shash neshavu, b'nei isuriyu, and you know isuriyu, the only reason you can think of is my time, and lav b'shun de Shabbat kava, even though it's a loni gibra malakto, because it's a mukta. Lo, shani atam, even the amar, mikan, vatkan, and yochilu machar, that's a kviyut. So, yochi mayari Shabbat, you could say that a filo b'chol nami, because a kamashmalan, the teva muchana, it's a Shabbat. What's the difference? That if somebody went ahead, vava v'tikna, it wouldn't be muksa, and it would be called mituka. Ramini. In Reb Eliezer, we have a contradiction. Hayochel beshko v'nichnas migin alachatzer. Reb Eliezer, omer yigmor anyway. Reb Yeshua, omer, no. Once you come into the chatzer, it's lo yigmor. Chashcha alav. Belel Shabbat. Reb Eliezer, omer yigmor. Even though over here it's Shabbat. Obviously because of nigmar malachto. And Rabbi Yeshua Amar Lo Yigmar. No, over there it's talking about, like Rabbi Nassim explained, Lo Kishamar Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar, Bechatzer Yigmar, Elo Yotzei Chutz Lechatzer V'Yigmar. V'Lo Kishamar Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar, B'Shabbat Yigmar, Elo Mamtin L'Matzei Shabbat V'Yigmar. Ki Ata Rav Inam Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shabbat, V'Echad Shuma, V'Echad Chatzer, V'Echad Mekach, Kulan In Kovin Elo B'Dover Shnigmar Malachta. Why do I need to mention Shabbat? Why did Rav Yochanan mention Chatzer? Lafukim Rav Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov mechayev. Forget about Rabbi Yaakov, says Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yuda Poter, Truma. Why did he mention Afukim? Rabbi Eliezer, that's not Perot Tarmana Shalonik Brahma Lachtan. Rabbi Eliezer Oserle Chom Yamarai V'Chachamim Matirin Mekach. What's that a reference to? Kiritanya. Halokeach Teinim Yamaharitz B'Makom Shirov Bnei Adam Dorsin Ochil Yamarai U'Masran Demai. So Shma Min Atlat, Shma Min Mekach En Akovat El B'Davar Shnigmar Malachto. Shma Min Arov Amayaritz Masrini V'Shma Min Amasrin Demai. And why did Rabbi Yochanan need to say it? Lafuki meaditzan amak alif perot ibchavero, which is a mekach. So zelachov zelachol or zelikzot zelikzot or even zelachov zelikzot. Chai, Rabbi Yochanan Amer, no, only lechol it's chayav, but the kzot it's not nigmar malachta. Therefore, even though it's a mekach, it's potter. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that's why you got to pass him. Forget about the Tanakama. Hadron alacha maybe. Meishilin perot derech aruba biyom tov avalo b'shabbat u'mechassim perot bekelim b'pnei ha-delef v'chein kade yayin v'kade shemen v'notnim kli tachat ha-delef even on Shabbat. Itmar Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman chatarim meishilin v'chatarim mashchilin. Omer mazut shemandatonim meishilin lo mishtabesh u'mandatonim mashchilin lo mishtabesh. Mandatonim meishilin lo mishtabesh tichtiv ki yishal zeitecha. Mandatonim mashchilin lo mishtabesh tetzam ha-shachul v'ha-kasur shachul shenish b'tayrecho. Kesur shechal mirechotav gula mechaverta. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mandatonim meishirin lo mishtabesh. U'mandatonim mashchirin lo mishtabesh. U'mandatonim manshirin lo mishtabesh. Mandatonim meishirin lo mishtabesh tetzam Rav Yishmael omer nazir lo yachuf rosho b'adama. Bipnei she meishir et ha-se'ar. Manetani mashkirin lo mishtabesh, titran, ha-shokor ve-hazug shal saparim, afapi shenech lekutmaim. Manetani manshirin lo mishtabesh, titran, mi shenoshru keilav b'mayim, ma'alech be'meino choshesh, inami miyad titran, eze oleket anosher b'sha'at k'tira. Titna, mishilin perot derech arubah b'yom tov, but ad kama, omri b'zer omri b'asi, v'amri lo omri b'asi omri b'yochanan, probably kotash shalino. Mefanin arba v'chamesh kupot shel teven v'shel tefua mipnei ha'orchin u'mipnei bitu beit ha'midrash on Shabbos. V'di yom ha'shani ha'asam dika bitu beit ha'midrash. But maybe over here the like a bitu beit ha'midrash you can't have so much. Inami ha'atam tayin ayin ha'atayim in arba v'chamesh kupot shori is because since Shabbos is chamira lo'asil zezulebe. But maybe Yontav, which is Kavati, was a Zuli below. Inami the other way, Lidav Gita. Gizata, Mainu Taima, Dolek Efsid Mamon, Avalakadika Efsid Mamon, Afilutu Vanani.